KNBR 680 presents.
Brian is what life is all about. He doesn't take himself too serious.
I just play long snap, bro. I played like freaking 10 plays that game, and I was freaking exhausted.
He's going to make the people around him laugh. He's going to laugh at himself. I love laughing. I really do. To me, that's what life is all about.
The long snapping, tough blocking, joke cracking Brian Jennings with Murph and Mac.
Okay, the Thursday tradition like none other.
Good morning. How's it going?
Yo. Good morning, B.
I'm drinking my Guayaca Yerba Mate tea in the morning. I'm getting ready to go.
You know what? Boy. If I needed a sign that the Niners were going to turn it around, it's that right there, buddy. You drinking your Guayaca tea.
That's what I'm talking about. It's Thursday. I need some tea. It's morning. Let's go.
Let's do it. Dude, you laid out the game plan, and that was going to be that the Niners would score more points than the other team.
Let's do it.
It didn't work. Point. You guys didn't score.
By points. You didn't. I need more tackles.
You didn't. You guys didn't score more points than the Chiefs, man. What happened?
I didn't have enough tackles in the game.
That's part of it, yeah.
I think, yeah. Andy Lee, it's officially a disaster when Andy Lee has more tackles than I do.
This is true. This is true, man. I was keeping an eye on you, man. I was noticing, man, you were like a couple of ticks late to the pile there. But I don't know, man.
Party. Yeah, so, I mean, you know, it didn't. I want to tackle the guy, and then other guys are getting there first. And then they had a big one down the sideline, and I got blocked. I don't know if you saw that.
I did see that.
I
was a little bummed out. But Andy had your back.
Ding, 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 dong. Keep your heads ringing.
Who hit you? Do you know?
The rapper. You know, they wrap the guy all the way around. He's got a 40-yard head start, and he smacks you in the face.
Oh, man.
I was the smacky. Yeah, that happens. It's part of the deal.
You don't want anybody hitting you with a 40-yard head of steam.
Yeah, he picked me clean, I guess you could say. So, I made it. It worked out. We live to fight another day, I guess.
What's it like when you get hit like that? Do you actually see stars? What's the deal?
Like little gong sound, and then, you make sure you walk off on the correct sideline, and, reload. Here we go. Next play.
And then do you feel it on Monday?
Yeah, it's not a casual thing when you part of the deal. It's a physical game. You run around out there, and guys hit you, and you hit guys, and you win some, and you lose some. That's what football's a unique game in a lot of ways. And I think one of the things that is unique about football and football players is there's no unscathed victories. Everybody who's played the game has lost battles, has been humbled. And you come back to fight another day. And that's the guys that last longest are guys that are willing to pick themselves up and keep fighting.
That's you, man. That's why you got your picture on that wall. 11 years you've been picking yourself up and trotting to the right sideline.
Yes. I like it hot. Let's go. Atlanta.
The day you trot to the wrong sideline is the day we'll worry about you.
Yes, absolutely. I've run off the field without a shoe on. But I've never run off on the wrong sideline.
Oh, man.
Still have a chance.
How crazy was it in KC? Was their crowd nuts?
Yeah, they have a great crowd. They make a lot of noise. They cheer for their defense. They make it tough to run plays. And, it's a great place to play. It's what the NFL's all about. They love their team. It gets really loud. And you have to go in there and bring a really solid game if you're going to beat them. And unfortunately, we weren't able to beat them.
Hey, Brian, we're talking to Brian Jennings. We do this every Thursday. He's number 86 on your roster, number one on your Thursday morning Murph and Mac Hart. Niners getting ready to go to Atlanta. As Brian says, he likes it hot. Hey, I got to ask you this. I was watching the Nedney 51-yarder. So I was like, I'm going to watch Brian on this play. And the snap looked good. You snapped it right to Andy Lee's like kind of breadbasket. And I was thinking, I'm going to ask Brian on Thursday. Now, in your ideal, is a perfect snap, does it hit him in his hands outside his body, or do you want to hit him in his body on his chest? Like, where's the perfect snap?
So, if he's in his stance on a knee. Getting ready, right? So, his right hand, Joe's left-handed, so his right hand is on the kick spot.
Yeah.
And his left hand is extended towards me.
Right.
Right? So if you picture him in his profile and his stance, if he were to shut his eyes and not move, the ball would hit his right bicep.
Okay.
So it wouldn't. It's not out over the kick spot.
Right.
It might be like two to four inches inside the kick spot, which would probably hit his bicep. And then you don't – so there's like a little six-inch box right there that I'm snapping the ball to.
That is amazing, dude. And you – now, by Brian Jennings' exacting standards, was that a good snap?
Yeah, I was happy with that.
All right, cool.
What was not nice about that was when the guy who was rushing the field goal jumped up in the air and Eric Snyder body slammed him on my back.
Oh, dude. But,
yeah.
He did a great job, and he helped me up, and he apologized, and I told him it's part of it.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you know, let's not let him block the field goal. But, yeah, that guy weighs like 340 pounds.
So you took a couple of –
He had a tough day. Brian was getting hit by guys with 40-yard heads of steam. And friendly – you took some friendly fire, too.
It was my most physical preseason game of the year.
I saw Nedney goes and gives you propers after, like the same way a catcher comes out and gives a pitcher a high five. He waits after the kick to give you a little love after that, right?
He's a gentleman.
Yeah.
I would hope so.
He's a gentleman.
Oh, man. Well, that was the highlight, the 51-yarder, man. That was beautiful.
Yeah, it's as good as a field goal as I've seen Joe hit. He hit it great, and unfortunately we didn't hit 15 of those.
Bro, how was that flight back, man? Are you guys, when you guys, after a loss like that, are you allowed to even, like, watch videos or DVDs? Or do you guys just, like, pull the blankets over your head? What do you do?
We're on restriction. we have a curfew. It's awful. You feel terrible. Me, I felt terrible for a number of reasons, losing the game and physically. But, you know, so some guys sleep, some guys, you lick your wounds, right? So a lot of guys watch the game. A lot of guys get the film on the plane from their coach, and we watch the game while we're flying. A lot of guys talk to about with their position, with their group, about what we need to do to get it sorted out. And it's a long flight.
That's it. Yeah, it is actually quietly. You guys travel because of where you are in California. And then this year's schedule, going to Carolina and London and all that, man. You guys put on some serious air miles, man. What's your strategy? Do you go like slip the headphones on and you're listening to your new age tunes, or what's your strategy?
My goal is to always sleep as much as possible on the plane, and I'm quick to nap. I'm a napper.
Yeah,
I like to nap. So my goal is to sleep as long as possible, and then I read. I'm not afraid to read a book every once in a while, left to right, top to bottom.
Right, right.
That's about it. Hopefully, sometimes I watch the movies, listen to some music. You know, I'm kind of a hippie. I'm a yoga guy, so I'll listen to some fun music, some meditation music sometimes.
See, I knew. That's why I said New Age. I know, yeah. Brian.
Could
I
you
knew,
imagine
I
seeing, like, it, yeah. Brian at the back of the plane? He's just, yeah.
I'm an audiobooks guy. I love audiobooks. Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, you're not breaking
so
into like
sure
the.
Listen to an audiobook.
You're not breaking.
You're not listening to KNBR Sports Talk Radio in the morning. Listen to an audiobook every once in a while.
Audiobooks. Well, that's one choice, I guess. I'm just having a vision, Murph, of seeing Brian Jennings like in the back of the plane, getting in like a full lotus position, doing yoga stretches on the way home. You might as well at that point, though, right?
Yeah, when you got nothing else going,
right?
Work on something.
Oh man, hey, dude, it's you're our guy inside the building, man. How bad is it when an OC, an offensive coordinator, gets fired in the middle of the season? How grim is it, or what's the deal?
Yeah, even worse after three games, right?
Yeah.
It's definitely a sign that there's a problem. Something's not happening the way you need to see it happen, and someone's bold enough to make a move. And it's a very bold move. It's a very strong decision. And we came in yesterday, and we practiced with a lot of energy, guys flying around, a lot of completed passes. Our walkthrough tempo was sharp. You just have to keep working. You have to believe in your guys. Coach gave the reins to a new guy, and so now we got to make that work.
Yeah,
as a player, your job is to make whatever your coach tells you to do work.
Yeah,
and that's what we have to do. And yesterday we had a really solid practice. A lot of good energy, and we're going to be tested here in a few days when we go to Atlanta.
Seems like the schedule. I mean, it's like, you know, everybody expected the Niners to be good, but man, it's like one body blow after another. Because it's like, I guess it's called the NFL, right? I mean, at Kansas City, it's going to be loud. They're hot. Their defense is playing good. They got some speed. Then at Atlanta, they're crazy good. They got Matt Ryan, Tony Gonzalez, Roddy White. It's like there's no breaks, man.
Yeah, it is the NFL. Unfortunately, we don't get to play Northwest New Mexico Tech at any point here. You know, to kind of let us get our confidence, our swagger back.
I tell you what, a game against Northwest New Mexico Tech would go a long way for everybody's heads, you know?
Yeah, my confidence would probably be higher at the end of that one. And yes, I mean, that's how they stack them up. We have a game. There's a lot of parity. There's every team plans on winning every week, and we have to do something to go out there and beat that team down. And we haven't done it thus far in the regular season, and we have to get that done this weekend. We have to.
Got to get it done. Who's the return fear? Or what's the scout on Atlanta? Like, I didn't, you know, Kansas City has some serious return guys, that Javier Arenas.
Last week, those guys are no joke. Every week you face a great guy, and this is no exception. We have to go down there and cover kicks. We have to, it's another hostile environment. It's every week. When you're on the road in the NFL, you have to win field position. Our special teams have to show up. We have to cover kicks. We have to return the ball. I think Kyle Williams is going to do a great job for us. I'm excited for him. We're in a dome, so he's going to have a good chance to catch a ball. Their punter hits the ball a mile high, so he's definitely got to focus and catch the ball and pick up positive yards. And hopefully I'll come out of there with a tackle or three and we'll win.
I'll be looking for you, man. I want you to be the 40-yard head of steam guy. But you never get to because you have to snap, you never get to have that great shot on somebody, do you? You never get to take out your aggression because you're always too busy with the pigskin in your hands.
Every once, I've had a few in my career, where I forced a couple fumbles. In Seattle a few years ago, I knocked the ball loose. I was the first guy to hit him, with the classic, the ball's coming down, wham, mm-hmm. The ball pops out, fumble, yay. but it's not very often. So I have to chip for the guards. I have to run down there. And if I get a chance, I'm going to scoop and score. That's what I'm shooting for.
Scoop it and score. I like that.
I got my end zone dance ready to go. That's where I'm going to spend most of my day today, working on my end zone dance.
Well, moonwalk,
I think that will help. I think that's what we need.
That on that note, dude, scoop and score, end zone dance, that's the vibe
long
we
snapper.
Need going into Atlanta,
long
man.
Snapper.
Long
snapper. Yeah, man.
Long snapper.
Visualize and attack. It's my whole motto.
Visualize and attack. Dude, fly safely, audio book it up.
Thank you.
Scoop and score, yeah. Visualize and attack, man. Take care, buddy.
Yeah, cheers.
Brian Jennings on KMBR.